N4ZLK, KN4RJN.
N4ZLK.
Hey, Shane, I had to look up and see where Cleveland was. Are you up in the midst of all that fire going on up there?
Yeah, we're not far from the Table Rock fire. We are on the east side of Table Rock, but we're further east than what they evacuated. We're pretty good. We'll be okay. The houses they've evacuated, there's no roads to get fire trucks in there. The larger ones, but they had fire trucks staged all up and down the road to my neighborhood. So if it got to that point, they would be able to fight it. They just couldn't fight it for a while because they couldn't get into it.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I went like I said, Shane. I think he was in Cleveland. I had to look you up on QRZ. I said, "Wow!" And then I had to go find where Cleveland was because I wasn't familiar with it. And I looked at it and I said, "Holy moly, that's not all that far from where most of that stuff is burning." So I was a little concerned for you there, brother.
John, we were keeping a close eye on it, but they're doing a good job of. They did a bunch of back burns yesterday, and then we had some rain showers this morning, which helped tamp it down. They're still working on some hot spots. And then, you know, Saturday morning, another fire started up east of us, but further away, maybe 5 miles up off of 276 on the way up to Caesar's Head there, on a Persimmon Ridge fire, they're calling it. But, anyway, the Table Rock fire was pretty intense at nighttime. I got some pictures, and you know, you couldn't really see the flames in the daytime without binoculars or zooming in on the phone. But at nighttime, you could see the whole ring of fire going all the way around the mountain there.
This is KN4RDN. Yeah, that would be a bit unnerving, I would think, to see that. I have never been in or near a wildfire, and all I've ever seen was, you know, pictures on TV or whatever. But I would think that would be a bit disconcerting.
Recognizing you there. Hope you had a good day. We were keeping a close eye. I mean, I knew, you know, the winds did pick up Saturday, which... Saturday morning, it was just on top of the mountain itself, up on the big rock. And then by Saturday evening, the wind had picked up during the day, and it really spread, jumped over to the stool there, the Piney Mountain on the western side of it. Seeing it like that go that quick, it was a little nerve-wracking. But like I said, I'm far enough away. We're far enough away that I didn't think it would get to us. If it got this far, it was going to. There's going to be a lot of people affected before it got to us. So, anyway, go ahead, Tom. N0TR and 4ZLK.
This is Shane. Well, I haven't been on much. I haven't felt that good. Got some surgery coming up here in a while, and I just haven't done much. Went out and sat in a rocking chair there and watched Bernice in the strawberry garden today, and I did gather the eggs. I had to take her down to urgent care. We thought she had a broken bone in her foot, but turned out it's arthritis. Boy, sure looked like a bone. And maybe, I don't know, but I'm thankful it wasn't broke. And after we left her, I got some groceries and come on home. But I haven't been doing a whole lot, and probably won't for a few days, but... It's great to hear you, and that's the first thing I was going to ask you is about the fires up there. They say that smoke's going to be down here thicker tomorrow and the next day because of the high winds. Right now, there's no wind down here, thankfully. So how you doing, John? Nice to hear you, too. KN4RJN and 0TR.
0TR, KN4RJN. Hey, Tom, when is your surgery?
I'll text that to you. I don't like to pinpoint things like that. Computers have got big ears. but it's not too long off now. I've been waiting about 3 months, so that'll give you an idea. And it's 3.5 hours long. It's concerning. With congestive heart failure, it's concerning, put it that way. gonna man up and do it. Oh, I'm just glad Bernice is all right. That's the main thing. I'm expendable. She ain't. Go ahead, Shane.
I'm sorry you don't feel well, and I hope that works out for you. I'll be praying for you there. And I'm glad Bernice is okay. I'm going to get back to what I'm doing here, guys, though. Nice to hear both of you. I need to get off of here. I will let you two take it up until then, I guess, because it's getting close. John, I'll turn it over to you. Nice to hear you tonight, both of you. Tell Bernice hello, Tom. KN4RGN. Is that right? Yeah, RJN. N4ZLK. Go ahead, John.
Thank you, brother. Hey, Tom, you tell Bernice I said hello, and I'll be thinking about both of you. Sorry about her foot. Glad it didn't break, but I know arthritis is not the most fun thing in the world. It wasn't on the same side that she had the hip done, was it? Roger that. I'll be right over in about 5 hours. I'm going to get on the phone with you. KN4RJ and clear.
Okay, John. Nice to hear you tonight. And I'm going to get these while they're hot here. And just sitting there doing nothing. Hope I make the net last night. I just checked in with Patrick on the phone.
Tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. My name is Duncan. My location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. For mole traffic, announcements, or bulletins for the net, if so, call KO4JKV. Begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight we're going to start with the pre-net check-ins, then we'll move on to EchoLink before we go to the RF section. On our pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KG4, PFI, that's Don, along with Linda, KG4, QLQ, then W2AMD, that is Andrew in Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome W4FCM, that's Fred, along with Isla, and 4IEI. They're down there in Traveler's Rest. Then we'd like to welcome K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. Then KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. Welcome AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. Then KI4LZI, Andy, and Table Rock. Next, we'd like to welcome NC9V, that's Carol, in Vevey, Indiana. Then KE4DXJ, it's Wendy in Simpson, in Hendersonville. And then KC4W, it's Bill in Anderson. Pre-net check-in, so let's check in with our EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKB.
KO4JKB, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
KO4 94JKB in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome John down there in Brown Summit, KN4RJN, and we have you down for some comments. Be back to you in a bit. All right, that's it for our EchoLink station, so let's go on to the RF portion of the net. Tonight being Monday, it's Echo Through Hotel. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H, and you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
4JKV. Get all to that. Please check in Kilo 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. No comment. No traffic tonight. Thanks for calling the net, John.
4JKV. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Kemmer, North Carolina. I will be negative, negative night, Duncan. It's good to hear you.
JKV. Please log Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson in Greenville, Rutt, Spartanburg. Negative, negative.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome Patrick, KO4HKX, down there in Penrose. Good to hear you tonight, Patrick. Then we'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That's Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Good to hear you, Harry. And then KO4GUN, that is Nelson. He's mobile down there, heading from Greenville to Spartanburg, so be careful out there on the roads, Nelson. Good to get you in the log as always. All right, let's check with our EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control. At the moment, so let's go back to the RF section. Let's see. Let's move on to India through Lima, I through L. Call KO4JKV.
KV. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And that's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Kilo 4, JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4, JFO. That is James up there on that mountain in Tuxedo. Good to hear you tonight, James. And then another station tried to check in. All I got was net control, and then you're cutting out. And then I think there might have been another station trying to get in. So let's give another call for India through Lima, I through L. Call KO4JKV.
For Echo Delta Whiskey, missed it to before. Ed in Brevard, no traffic. Over.
Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling the net, Duncan. Hope you and your family well. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
4JKV. Duncan, thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet. Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4. Oh, gee. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. Yes, okay. There's the simplest things. We make our home in Greer, and Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a short comment, and I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
Kilo Romeo 4, Bravo Lima X-ray, this is Tom in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome N4EDW, that is Ed in Brevard. Good to hear you tonight, Ed. And then we'd like to welcome W4IOE, that is Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Sid. Then we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ, that is Larry, and he brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK, and they're down there in Greer, and we have you down for some comments. KR4BLX, that's John down there in Greenville. Got a little bit of static on your signal there, but we got you in the log. Let's see, any other stations, India through Lima, call KU4JKV.
Auto repeater tonight, but please check in. Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray. It's KI4KCX. My name is Jerry. Location is Gray Court. Just check us in and out tonight. Hope everybody's doing well.
Check in Kilo Quebec 4. Zulu picked us off at Atlanta in Greer. Thank you.
The 4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome KI4KCX. That is Jerry down there in Gray Court. And you got a nice strong signal coming through the repeater tonight, Jerry, so no problem there. Then the next station, I got a KQ4Z, and then it kind of just all faded out on me, and I got Greer. I got your QTH. But can you come back with your call sign and name?
Yes, that is Kilo Quebec or Zulu Victor Golf Greer. Linda?
Let me see if I got the call sign right. Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Victor Golf, Linda and Greer. Is that correct?
That's correct. Thank you.
Coming back to me, and as time went on, your signal got better and better. I guess we just needed to heat that radio up a bit. So thanks for checking in with me tonight, Linda. And it looks like we have some EchoLink stations up there, so EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Call KO4JKB.
Control, net control, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Zulu, KQ4AZ. This is Kevin down in 96. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net, $73.
Air control, please check in Kilo Foxtrot 4. Charlie, Kilo, and go. John, and I'm in Honey Apache, and good evening. And good evening to everyone on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KU4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KQ4 Alpha Zulu. That's Kevin down there in 96. Thanks for checking in tonight, Kevin. Then we'd like to welcome KF4CKT. That's John down there in Honey Apache. Sounding good tonight, John. Let's see, any other stations, EchoLink, EchoLink stations only, call KO4JKP.
Good evening, Duncan. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood, negative, negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome KA4PQA, that is Stephen down there in Greenwood. Good to hear you tonight, Stephen. All right, let's move back to the RF section, and let's see where I am at here. Let's do Mike through Papa. M, I'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call net control.
Pro? Nick Duncan, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and we're both in Piedmont, but be negative than negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KK4ONO, that is Lorena, and she brings along her husband Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey. They're down there in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, they'd like to check in their daughter Michelle, K Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, down there in West Shoals. Good evening tonight, Lorena. Thanks for checking everybody in. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, call KO4JKV. Another EchoLink station, so EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call Net Control.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm at the GSP airport this evening, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That is David down there at the Greenville Spartanburg Airport. Glad you could make it in the log tonight. All right, let's go back to the RF section of the net. We're now at Quebec through Tango. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters Q through T, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Thanks for calling the net. Hope the smoke isn't bothering you up there. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir.
KO4JKV.
Hey, Duncan, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. KO4QLD, this is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hope you get feeling better, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
KO4JKV. Hey, Duncan, please check in and out. Whiskey, Uniform, 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm Mobile and Duncan on the way back to Moore. No traffic, no comments. Hey, Tom. Hey, Chris. W2T.
Good evening, Rusty.
Hey, Rusty.
The 4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome N0TR. That's Tom down there in Greer. Then we'd like to welcome KO4QLG, Chris and Liberty. And then we'd like to welcome WU2T. That's Rusty Mobile down there, heading from Duncan to Moore. Thanks for checking in, fellas. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, call KO4JKP. We would like to welcome KO4PXB. That's Lloyd down there in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Lloyd. All right, let's move on down the alphabet to Quebec through Tango. Call KO4JKV. Just did Quebec through Tango. So let's go to the bottom of the alphabet. Uniform through Zulu. U through Z. Call KO4JKV or Net Control.
JKV. Everybody else on the net, please check in KQ4YOO. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Yankee Oscar Clint in Honeypot, and I'll be negative and negative 73.
So 4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome KQ4 Yankee Oscar. That's Clint down there in Honeypot. You got a very nice signal tonight down there, and thanks for getting in the log. Any other stations, U through Z, call KO4JKV. So let's go to the top of the alphabet, which is Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
JKV or Net Control.
Duncan, please check in, KI4DOS, Gary.
Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home at Easley. No traffic notes here tonight. Good evening to you all on the net, and thanks for calling the net, Duncan.
November 4, Alpha Kilo,
KN4AK, Glenn, Sunset, South Carolina, negative and negative.
The 4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome KI4DOS, that is Gary, and he brings along his sweet bride joint, K3JOY. They're down there in Easley. Always good to hear you, Gary. Then we'd like to welcome N4 Alpha Kilo. That's Glenn down there in Sunset. And good to get you in, Glenn. Nice signal on you. All right, let's open it up all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu. Zulu through Alpha. Call KO4JKV.
Air control. AJ4EM, Bobby, down here in Aura, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
Control. Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo. That's Barry in Moore, South Carolina. Negative and negative.
Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4 XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4 TBD. That's Ms. Angela. We're in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Check in Joe. Kilo 4 Juliet Delta in Greer. In and out tonight. Over.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's see that first check-in. I got Alpha Juliet 4 Echo Mike, AJ4EM, and Bobby. Is that call sign right? And if so, let me know your location also.
The call is America Japan 4 Echo November. Echo November, and I'm located at Aura, South Carolina. Romeo Alpha. It's in between Lars and Ennery.
So, thanks for getting back to me. We got the AJ4 Echo November and down there in Aura. Thanks for getting back. I'll remember that name of that town. But thanks for getting back to me. Next, we'd like to welcome K4 ACR. That's Gary down there in Moore. And then K4XB, that's Tommy, and he brings along Angela, KQ4TBD. They're down there in Southern Greenville. Then we'd like to welcome KK4JD, that is Joe down there in Greer. Thanks, everybody, for checking in. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome W4DJW. That's our net control manager, Dave, down there in Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Dave. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chief portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between the rag chiefs. Tonight we have a couple on the list, the first one being our good friend John down there in Brown Summit, KN4RJN, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, this is KN4RJN. What's going on in your world there, brother?
All these weeks just kind of flow into each other, nothing special. I guess we did a few nice outdoor things over the weekend. Let's see. I might get into that. As far as radio goes, it was horrendous band conditions, so I blame the sun. I saw somewhere there's like this big black hole opening on the sun or closure and sending out all kinds of solar winds and stuff. But, yeah, ever since Friday, it's just been very staticky. But what say you? Over.
This is KN4RJN. Let me scoot over here and get to the thing. Yeah, it's been kicking up a little bit. Over the next 3 days, it should clear out a little bit. Over the next 3 days, we've got about a 30% chance of a mild to moderate radio blackout. anything greater than that, only about a 5% chance. So it ought to clear up a little bit. It'll still be a little staticky, but yeah, that's what it is. They got some geomagnetic stuff going on that actually reached into the NOAA's G category, G1 category, and one time it hit. Ooh, it even hit a G2 there for a while. So yeah, it's been spitting out some stuff, but meteor showers coming up in April. excuse me, if I can get my throat cleared up. The Lyrids are happening. Maximum will be on April 22nd. It is a zenith hourly rate of 18, so it's a little better than the last few months. Moon will be a waxing crescent. Your best chance most likely come in the hours after midnight before the moon has had a chance to rise and the sky begins to brighten. More specifically, sometime around 3 hours before sunrise may be the best. The constellation Lyra at that time will be high in the northeast. The moon will be below the horizon, so keep your eyes tuned to the north and the east. It actually maxes at 9:30 in the morning, which, of course, is daylight. So get out there before the sun comes up, and you got a good chance of maybe catching a meteorite or two. As far as what is in the sky right now, Orion is up, and the winter football, which I've told you about before, is up. If you find Orion, excuse me, find Orion and then find Betelgeuse, which is the bright star in his upper, well, from your perspective, left shoulder, and then look at all the bright stars that are around that, and you'll kind of see the football kind of half laying on its side a little bit, but it's visible if you have clear skies, which from my weather satellite, you probably don't. Most of the Carolinas are under clouds, and except for western North Carolina, maybe a little piece of western South Carolina, which probably is filled with smoke at this point. Most of Georgia, if you're in Mississippi or Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky, West Virginia, you probably have clear skies. Otherwise, probably not. But according to my phone, we're supposed to see clear skies here sometime after midnight. So if you get a chance and the skies clear up, go out and take a look at that. And I'll send it back to you, sir.
RJN, this is KO4JKB and the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Well, that sounds good, and that meteor shower sounds exciting. I got the notes here, and you said April 22nd, but after midnight, and then you said the moon is a waxing crescent. But when you say after midnight, April 22nd, are we talking, let's see, April 22nd, like 1 a.m., like before the weekday, or you wait on April 21st, and after midnight into April 22nd, that's when to watch. Does that make sense?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, it actually peaks at 9:30 in the morning on the 22nd, so you got to back up from that. So the wee early morning hours of April 22nd. So after midnight on the 21st, and then we move into the 22nd. That's when you'd be able to know. 2 or 3 hours before sunrise on the 22nd, and then you should have a good shot at it. Also, forgot to mention, coming up on the 31st, yeah. 31st is the new moon, or actually it's a little bit after the new moon, but let's see, the new moon is actually a couple days before that. But on the 31st, if you look in the western sky after sunset, you'll see a very slender crescent of a young moon. It looks a whole lot like the Cheshire Cat's smile. And you'll be able to see the dark portion of the moon slightly illuminated, and that's known as Earthshine, which you can always see just, you know, a few days after the new moon. And it'll be sitting right below Jupiter. And and if you have clear skies there and you get a chance, you can see that's the sun reflecting off of the Earth and back onto the dark side of the moon. So it's kind of a neat thing to see. So if you get a chance, take a look at that too. Back to you, sir.
Cool. So that'll be on April 1st. So I'll make note of that. I'll probably see it. Every time I'm out or go back from work, I'm always looking at the skies and seeing what the moon's doing. And but that's cool. The wife and I, we went up. I told you about a year ago about this observatory that has a telescope up in Burnsville, North Carolina. They also have a planetarium. They're just about a few hundred yards away from each other. And the wife wanted me to take her up there for some sort of event at the planetarium. But we went up there. It's way out there. And a really cool planetarium, but we didn't go to the observatory because it was closed off during the day. But I remember mentioning that to you. And just to let you know, I did go up there. Really cool. So I'm definitely planning on going there, depending on the night sky. But, listening to you makes me want to go up there. They had a bunch of telescopes up there just hanging around, so thought about you, but just wanted to share that. Back to you.
This is KN4RGN. Yeah, I remember you telling me about that, and I kind of forgotten about it. But you said Burnsville, North Carolina, correct?
Yeah, just north of Asheville, about an hour. It's just a real small town, really cool town, but it's really north of Micahville. About you just take this road up this valley and then up the top of this little hill, and it's pretty isolated, and I bet it gets a really good views of the sky. So yeah, check that out if you get a chance.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, I'm going to do that here at some point when I get a chance, in between doctor's appointments and various other trips that I've got to take. One of these days I'm going to head over that way. Yeah, most of your observatories are going to be located out in the middle of nowhere because, you know, city lights tend to, you know, screw up your view of the sky. So they put those things in as far away from city lights as possible. And but yeah, I'm gonna have to make my way over there. Anyway, I know Larry's waiting in the wings there, and he wants to pontificate profusely with elocution. So I will say 73s and back on out of here. You have a good evening. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
KU4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, thanks again, John, for that information, and look forward to next Monday. So saying 73 to John, we'll break with KN4RJN. And before we get to Larry for some profuse pontification, let's see if there's any late check-ins all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KU4JKV.
Tonight, and also by telephone relay, N9TEC Randall, Asheville, EF4GGF Charlie. He's at Goose Creek. Hope everybody's having a good evening to you and everybody on the net. KC4SKD.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KC4SKD Larry. And he brings along KG4AH Aranda. I think I got that right. It's kind of hard to hear you on some of those call signs. It's 10-9 Tango Echo Charlie, Randall in Asheville. And then Kilo Foxtrot 4 Golf Charlie. Was I close or did I get that all messed up?
Aranda's call is Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotels. Charlie's is Kilo Golf 4 KF4GGF. Kilo, I get that one messed up too. Anyway, that's all right. Have a good evening. If I need to repeat them again, let me know. KC4SKD.
Yeah, about got it. Let's see. So Ron is Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra. And then Charlie is Kilo Foxtrot 4 Golf Golf. Is that last one? Foxtrot or Sierra?
KF4GGF. KC4SKD. Now back to net control.
Got it. We did it. That's teamwork. It makes the dream work. Well, thanks coming back there, and always good to get you in the log. And you let Charlie know he made number 50 on the log, so always good to hear you. All right, let's go on to our next bag chewer. That is Mr. Larry, JBQ. Let me make sure I got that right. Yeah, how are you doing tonight, Larry?
Good evening, Duncan. This has been entertaining tonight. And what I have to say is all about entertainment. When I was a little boy, I had a speech impediment. And, I was little. This is preschool. And so I had, back then they called them housekeepers, not babysitters, housekeepers. So we had a housekeeper who looked after myself and my younger brother. I was probably, it's preschool, so. Yeah, I was probably about five, and he was 3 years younger. So he was about two, I suppose. Both my parents were mill workers, and sometimes they had the same shift, you know, not day shift, but night shift or vice versa. So this woman, her name was Gertrude. We called her Gertie. And she helped break me of my awful stuttering that was my impediment. I couldn't talk. I mean, it was so bad I couldn't get words out. But she taught me with one of those blackboard things. And so she made me very comfortable with learning. And that's helped me all my life, I've got to say. So what it left me with was an insatiable curiosity. And so I'm on Google a little while ago, just before the net started. When I say just before, I mean I got Google to working, and the phone rang, and Donna was ready for me to put the garage door up. Yeah, we have an electric thing, but I have to press the button on the inside because we just got a new door, and it has a new thing which doesn't really work with her car. It doesn't integrate with her car quite yet. We don't understand it. But anyway, so another thing that I had difficulty with was mathematics. And I got some help with that too, but later on. It was college before I got help for mathematics, believe it or not. Anyway, one of the things I did in my life before I went to college, actually, was I worked on timepieces, clocks, watches, so on and so forth. And I heard once that, and I'll never forget this, that the reason that we have time is so that everything doesn't happen at once. Think about that. Just so everything doesn't happen at once. Well, so I'm looking through, this is on the same note, by the way. I'm looking through Google here, and I see this thing offered up to me. You know, if you have an account on Google and you go in and register or sign in on your account, they know what you've been curious about or what you clicked on, right? And so they offer things to you. And the offering was a curious bottle, kind of a clear bottle, just a picture of a clear bottle, and the word spark. And it did look like there was a spark down in there, inside the bottle. Well, that made me curious, and I listened to a few bits of it before Donna called, and I had to jump up. I haven't been back to it since. But I read the title of the thing, and let me see if I can get it to come back on the screen. Oh, here we go. Yeah, okay. Why the palladium? No, that's not palladium, that's platinum. Why the platinum iridium cylinder
is one of the most important objects on Earth. So that appealed to me. I got to know what this is. I got a little hint, and then all that other stuff happened. And I've been listening to the net and the great entertainment that is, I speculated, without looking any further into this, what must that be about? You know, I used to work with platinum and iridium as a jeweler. I do know that iridium is normally a plating. It's in the platinum family of metals. Most people have heard of platinum, but not iridium. It's used to plate other metals that might degrade when exposed to oxygen, you know, tarnish. So if it's iridium is a white color, you would call it silver, but jewelers call that difference, they call it a white color. Anyhow, so it's used to flash electroplate, flash a plating, very, very, very thin plating of iridium. It protects a chain or something, a charm or something like that, that's worn against the body. The human body will, you know, interact with silver badly, and it's different with different people. It'll turn silver absolutely black in a day on some people. It's your body chemistry is why that happens. But anyway, I have more to say on that, but I better pause here to see if you have any interest to hear any more. This is KK4JBQ.
JBQ, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, yeah, if you are on the Google machine and you're staring at that link, the platinum and iridium cylinders, I guess, and you haven't clicked on it yet, I'd go ahead and click on it and tell us what you see.
I can speculate, and I think it's going to get, from the display here, it's going to get complicated fast. So I'll just speculate that from what I've read, that this cylinder, and I did listen to like the first, oh, I don't know what, 9 minutes. They're trying to establish, you know, set the parameters of the explanation of what this is about. So this cylinder, which has platinum, and I think palladium is plated onto the platinum. How would you know how anything weighed? You compare it with something else. That's how you know. If you are using a scale for weights, the scale is the standard. And if you are familiar with Toledo weights, that was established in the early, 1800s. That is Toledo, Ohio. As the standard weight for merchandising, it's acceptable in the marketplace. In other words, Toledo scales. And so all your grocery store things like that, if it's measured in order to be an official legal measurement, there can be no springs. That throws everything off. Toledo scales have no springs. So anyway, this thing that is behind three locked doors, this is a very stable environment for this cylinder. It's so that things won't change. You hold it to, because it is the standard for weight measurement. When one goes to check it or check something against it, It takes, these three keys are held by three different people. You have to get all those three people together, and they unlock the three doors that go into this little cylinder. And then the measurements can be taken. Well, it got fascinating, I mean to tell you. I mean, it's a story that just makes me want to know more and more and more. So the last thing I heard them say, just before I had to pause it, it's still on pause right now, I had to pause it so that I might get up and open the door for Donna. So last thing they said was, this is the clincher for me. We have, as human beings, we have become aware of the fact that the weight of things is changing. I'll let that sink in for a little bit. The weight of things are changing. And that's got to disturb you. This very accurate standard for weight is not the same as the same thing created in the same way as it always has been the same when they've checked it by repeating the process of making one of these weight standards. But today, things are different. Today, this thing weighs something different. You might imagine this is a very, very small difference, not something you could see with your eyes or sense with your normal senses. It takes this very accurate standard for weight. I can't wait, no pun intended, I can't wait to read further and figure out what this difference is. But the difference can be expressed this way. If you might pick up a grain of sand, one grain of sand, this weight standard is capable of a thousandth, the difference of a thousandth of that grain of sand. And it is different today than it was in the past. What has changed? My guess, see, I like to do this guessing thing in my head. My guess is that gravity is changing. And if you know anything about Professor Einstein, the last work he was interested in before his death was gravity. What do they call it, the combined theory of everything? It involved, to a great extent, this phantom kind of thing that's going on. It's been with us as human beings ever since there's been a human being. Gravity. Einstein couldn't even explain what it is. He tried to describe it by its effect on other things. That's the only way you can explain gravity. We feel it every day. We're held onto the planet, right? It's not centrifugal force. That was my first guess when I was a kid. Oh, we're spinning. We're on a ball that's spinning around. And that's centrifugal force. But no, it's not. Gravity is another thing entirely. Anyhow, if I've made people go to sleep, I'm sorry. If I've made you intensely curious, I'm glad I took the whole thing on. KK4JBQ.
4JBQ, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that's very interesting. It's, and I did not know you were a person that works on watches. I'm always, I work on sewing machines, and so I'm always on YouTube trying to help solve very complicated problems. And then for some reason on my algorithm, watch repair came up, and so I watch these people fix and upgrade watches, and it's just like, man, there's no way I could do that. That is some complicated, very tiny, tiny stuff. So hats off to you. And it's interesting about how the weight of things are changing, and that kind of makes me feel a little better, because just the other day
I got on the scale and I looked at it and I was disgusted. I was in shock. But it's not my fault. It's just that since weights are changing, it kind of makes me feel a little bit better. Back to you.